This is FUV Live Sessions, a podcast brought to you by WFUV in New York City. Each week, we talk to artists in our Bronx studio, and we listen to them play a live set. You'll get to hear the songs and learn about the artists. Episodes drop every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to follow the show to stay up to date on all the latest episodes, and maybe even to find your next favorite artist or band. And if you like what you hear, go ahead and rate and review us so other music lovers can find the show. This is FUV Live Sessions with the Linda Lindas. I'm Megan Ofterman, and I'm here with host Eric Holland at WFUV. Eric, talk to me about this week's artist. I feel like we're seeing someone at the very beginning of their journey here.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I'm just so jazzed that they're here. When I first heard going back a couple of years from their debut album Growing Up, completely knocked me out. My favorite song of 2022, without a doubt. And I've been trying to get the Linda Lindas to come in for a while. They did the Big Forest Hills show with Japanese Breakfast and Yeah, Yeah, Yes, which was an unbelievable night. And they weren't able to make it then. And then when they came in just to do a little King's Theater appearance when Talking Heads were on stage for a little Q&A, they played Found a Job, their Talking Heads cover. And I asked them if they could make it then, but no. But they gave me the rain check, and it's finally happening. So rejoice! And
Third time's the charm.
Yeah, and for them to squeeze in FUV, you know, when the same day they're playing Citi Field with Green Day, Smashing Pumpkins, and Rancid. Big appreciation. And also, I just hope it's the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Yeah, absolutely. It's pretty epic. All right, what are we going to start today's session with?
We are going to start with the one song they're going to play from the debut album, Growing Up, which is a very snarled out vocal from Eloise. The tune is Fine. .7 WFUV. It's an FUV live session with the Linda Lindas. That was Fine from the debut album, Growing Up, which came out in 2022. I've got all four Linda Lindas.
Hello.
Linda Linda 1, Bella Salazar. Linda Linda 2, Lucia de la Garza. Linda Linda 3, Eloise Wong. And Linda Linda 4, Mila de la Garza.
Those numbers are really funny because they're not even like official. It was because like we did some sort of... We were on a movie, and that's like what our character names were.
Ah.
So we don't even know like where those like. No, the first time that I saw those, I was like, "Where did this come from?" Because everyone's like, "Oh yeah, it's like your official number, right?"
Yeah, they're
like on our Wikipedia page or something. Like,
and it's really weird.
They're very arbitrary and they don't mean anything.
They don't mean anything.
This is great. We're learning stuff already.
I think it was alphabetical, to be honest.
I think it was. Yeah.
I was going to ask, did you adopt Linda, Linda 1, 2, 3, and 4 as a bit of a nod to the Ramones, who had their had their all last names, but not
right,
at all.
No.
Hey, I'm Eloise Linda with Linda Lindas.
2, 3.
Eloise, that's one of yours that you wrote. Fine.
Yeah.
And there's no more punk song than that on Growing Up, the debut album. Do you bring that kind of a sensibility, do you think?
I think that I just like write songs that I like or that I'm in, I don't know, in the style of music that I'm influenced by, you know? Because I like mostly listen to punk music, so maybe that's where it comes from. I don't know. But it like doesn't really matter, really. You just kind of write whatever you want.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I look at you carrying on a punk tradition, among other things. It's not, you know, not putting you in a box.
Totally.
But you've got some great connections with New York bands, with Yeah Yeah Yeahs and Talking Heads,
yeah.
Doing the covers and what have you. And I kind of see you in this prism, you know, through a prism of punk.
And I think that punk is like, I mean, Fine is like kind of an angry song, you know, it's like this great outlet to express emotions like that, that we're like taught to suppress, you know?
Yeah, yeah, fantastic. And also, I wanted to thank you for turning up in the studio this morning, because I know you're off to Citi Field to play with Green Day and Rancid and Smashing Pumpkins, which is pretty unbelievable. And I've enjoyed this album, the debut, Growing Up, Where Fine
Thank
Comes
you.
From, very much. I mean, oh, when I get frustrated, I think, oh, and it just makes me smile, and it helps me transcend annoying situations, you know?
No, totally, yeah. That one's, like, about, always about, like, standing up to bullying and it being, like, not, like, turning out right, you know? Because, I don't know, it's frustrating.
Going back to the New York Touchstones, you have not only covered a couple of songs from essential New York bands, but you've also turned up in town a handful of times already in your young career, a couple of club shows and a magical night at Forest Hill Stadium with Japanese Breakfast and Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
That was so fun. We love both those bands so much, and it was just like, it was really cool to have, you know, that kind of crowd that really supports you like that. And
it was such a love fest. And the, dude, the bit with the rain and the rain stopping.
Dude, the rain. Oh, my God. It's crazy to say because, like, you know, that was, like, the first time we opened for the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. And it's crazy we've opened for them, like, more than once now. Yeah, we were, like, I remember we were, like, dancing with Michelle from Japanese Breakfast during their sound check and stuff, and we were dancing with Karen, and
it was just like so much fun and a good vibe all around.
Everyone was just like really happy to be there, and you could tell that it was just like a fun night. I remember it
exactly, my memory too, because you know you go to shows all the time, maybe I do, and vibes are all over the place, you know, sometimes it can feel a little off, and it was just nothing but good energy in there that night.
Oh, I remember Eloise and I, we, like, after our set, before Japanese Breakfast, we really had to, like, push our way through the crowd, and we got to, like, the very front so we could watch Japanese Breakfast in the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
You got a tough act to follow after Growing Up, the debut album, but follow it you shall with no obligation.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Coming
yeah.
in October, so congrats on banging
you.
On another record, and let's hear something from it. How about All in My Head?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
FUV Live, the Linda Lindas.
Falling down is fun now, I can't stop. I'm not afraid to die.
You've got 90.7 WFUV. It's an FUV live session with the Linda Lindas from Los Angeles. That was All in My Head from the new record No Obligation. And Lucia, you wrote that one on acoustic?
I wrote it actually on electric, but like I pictured it. Okay, so here's the deal. We're in Mexico City, right? And we're opening for the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. This was last October, I think. And I stay in the like Airbnb while everyone else goes out. And I have this assignment from my songwriting class where we're supposed to write a song based on a character from a book or movie. I'm like not at school, but like I got to do it anyway because I'm technically still in school. And so I have this assignment. I'm like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to write this song. And there's this character from this book that's like kind of been in my mind ever since I read this book on the Paramore tour we did last summer. And it's about this girl that decides she's gonna sleep for a whole year because she doesn't really like reality. And so it's like, that's really an interesting concept to me. And so I did write it on electric guitar, but only because I didn't have an acoustic guitar on me when we were in Mexico City. So yeah, but then when I got back, I played it on acoustic guitar. So just, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And the songwriting class, do you go to a regular high school that happens to have a music department or whatever that might offer, or is it more of like an arts high school?
It's more of an arts high school, yes.
And what's the book?
The book is called My Year of Rest and Relaxation.
That line in there about making plans sounds like a living hell. Nail on head for this guy. just count me out usually.
Oh, same. No, it's a very like a cringy song, but it's also like a really fun song. So, you know, we can deal with it.
It's a fun video, and the video is a little surrealistic with you being sucked into the bed.
Yes.
And I imagine that life must have some kind of surrealistic quality to all of you going through the Linda Lindas experience while still being, I know Bella, you graduated, but these three are still in high school, yeah?
Mila's about to enter high school.
Right.
I'm a freshman now.
And
Lucy is a senior, so it's an interesting dynamic.
And junior?
Yes.
Yeah, it's weird because we tour and during the summers and we record in the studio and during our breaks and weekends and we write songs after school. We also have this whole other thing going on and it's a lot of fun and we're really happy and we're really grateful to like have that experience and that we're able to, you know, be in places like this and play music for people and tour with bands like Green Day. And so yeah, it's actually really weird and it's like seems like our reality is like too good to be true, you know? But I think that it's not quite how the video was, because in the video, it's like, oh, reality is like dull and not fun enough. Mm. So you're going to like make up new worlds inside your head, or with books, I guess, for that one.
The next song that I think you're going to do also has an entertaining video, which is Too Many Things, where you're in the diner. And I was wondering if you have seen the Blues Brothers and there was any inspiration from that?
No inspiration from that, but Blues Brothers is a classic movie.
Do you know why I thought of it?
Why?
Well, there's a scene in the diner where Aretha Franklin sings Think, and it's the best scene in the movie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There's a lot of famous musicians in it. It's really great.
Too Many Things. Here it comes from the Linda Lindas FUV Live. FUV Live with the Linda Lindas. That is Too Many Things with Mila on the lead vocal. There's not many singing drummers. There's certainly been a handful. Is that something that took a while to be able to do or, no problem?
I mean, I started drumming when I was like 7 and that's when we started the band. And I feel like I kind of started that way. I didn't start singing lead on vocals, but I would kind of like sing along mumbling, I guess. And so when it came time to be like, can I like actually sing and play at the same time? We tried it out. It was easy for me because I had been doing it all along.
Yeah, that's perfect because, yeah, if you had been drumming for a decade and then somebody said, oh, can you sing a lead?
Yeah.
You'd be like, So, yeah, when the Linda Lindas played their first gig, you were 7 and you're 14 this month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Half my life right there.
Wow. HBD from FUV. Bella, can we get an update on Nino the cat?
He's very fluffy.
Nino is a song on Growing Up, and I think we may have seen Nino in the Resolution Revolution clip. There was a couple of cats in there, and I know you have another one, too. I figured they were yours.
Yeah, probably. There was another cat, though, in there, too, I think. We put some random stuff in there.
I don't remember what we put in there.
But Nino is definitely in there. I think Monica's in there, too.
The Resolution Revolution video features pictures that you all took. Is that right?
Videos. Mostly
video clips.
From
on tour and not on tour.
Around.
And then I edited them together. And our friend Vice Cooler helped do like the
visuals and make it look old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's fantastic, and it goes right along with the DIY aesthetic and philosophy that I think you have, which is, again, that tradition of punk and hardcore, doing things yourself.
Totally, yeah.
Speaking of, going back to the Growing Up album, Eloise, you also responsible primarily for this cover,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I did cut those out. It was funny because I think it was inspired by, Racist Sexist Boy was before it,
blew up.
Went viral. Mm. Yeah. the music video was supposed to be like a pop-up book, and I had all of these pages, you know, of us as like paper cutouts, and we were like moving around. Like, I studied a bunch of pop-up books to see how they worked, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna do this for the racist sexist boy video, you know? But then like the video went viral, so it didn't really need a video.
From the library.
Yeah, and that's also what the single cover for Racist Sexist Boy is.
Oh yeah.
Those are like just torn out of the pop-up book. I think they were like, oh, you know, the paper cutouts look cool. I was like, okay, I guess I'll just do that for the cover. And so I cut those out.
And Eloise did the cover art for the new album too.
I did, yes.
Yeah, I was gonna ask.
Yeah.
Well, I think I've seen an image of it, but you're never sure if you're seeing.
Yeah.
No Obligation, the album coming out in October. We'll look forward to seeing the cover.
Yes.
Your cat's here, right?
Yes, we're cats there.
Your cat's on the new one too?
The new one, we have like flowers and stuff coming out of our heads.
Mm-hmm. So Eloise like asked each of us. We were in the studio like first days of 2023, like January, like second or something, and we were in the studio and Eloise was drawing this art.
No, I was super excited because like someone bought me colored pencils and I was like, okay, I'm gonna like draw with colored pencils, you know? Yeah.
Very much looking forward to the new album, No Obligation.
Thank you.
Out on Epitaph in October and produced by Carlos de la Garza.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Recorded in the home studio.
No.
Where?
That was recorded at Henson Studios.
Henson Studios. And also Sunset Sound.
Yeah.
So a couple of nice rooms in LA.
Probably a little bit at the home studio.
Yeah, I did vocals for some things at the home studio. I don't know. You know, it's
probably like some percussion we added or whatever.
It was recorded like throughout like the year, like over like a few days each time.
Yeah, because it's like during our winter break and then our whatever break.
Spring break.
You know?
It was originally supposed to be an EP. So the first time we recorded like 6 songs. And then we were like, let's make an album. So we recorded like 10, 11 more.
Yeah, there are 17 songs, but 5 got cut. So it's a 12-song album.
Mm. So maybe those will resurface.
Maybe. We'll see.
We'll see.
Or not. We don't know. They got cut for a reason.
That's true.
As we say goodbye, please introduce this last song that you're going to play from the new album, No Obligation.
Now we're going to play Resolution Revolution. And thanks for listening.
FUV Live, the Linda Lindas.
This is a revolution. Even me, we're just playing the long game. The honor that a few, just trying to keep it. And no, all of this could feel so far away. They don't budge at all. They just watch and let others take the blame. Oh, 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 oh. You don't know how to face it. Your argument's the basis. You don't have any takes in. Your sympathy is wasted. You don't know how to face it. Your arguments are baseless. You don't have any takes in. Your sympathy is wasted. This is a revolution. You need to just play the long game. Not on a battlefield, just trying to keep it real. I know all of this can feel so far away. Your sympathy is wasted. You don't know how to face it. Your arguments are baseless. You don't have any takes in. Your sympathy is wasted.
see your arguments are baseless. You don't have any takes and your sympathy is wasted. You don't know how to face it. Your arguments are baseless. You don't have any takes and your sympathy is wasted. This is a revolution. This is a revolution. This is a revolution.
That was the Linda Lindas performing and in conversation at WFUV in New York. A huge thank you to the band for joining us in our studio and to Epitaph Records. Thanks to our WFUV audio team, including Jim O'Hara and Aaron Merriman. Our FUV live studio sessions are engineered by Jim O'Hara. Our associate producers for this episode were Simone Yanez and Catherine Sherman. Megan Aftermat is our executive producer. Our theme music was composed by John Crick. Be sure to follow FUV Live Sessions wherever you get your podcasts so you can listen to new episodes and find your next favorite artist or band. Episodes drop every Monday. You can also catch audio and video of FUV Live Sessions on WFUV.org. I'm Eric Holland. FUV Live Sessions is a production of WFUV in New York.